Welcome to the setup for listening to your heart. Ah, the heart. Again, your heart has been talking to you all your life, pulsing with love and joy and hurting when you hurt. Often when we get hurt, we shut down the voice of the heart because we can't stand the pain anymore. But the heart can hold it all. And shutting down your heart shuts in all the old hurt, pain, and grief. By starting to listen to your heart, you won't suddenly release the old pain. But if you're concerned about this, or your heart's been holding on to deep trauma, please get help to process whatever you're holding on to. There's no shame in needing help to release old trauma. Your heart knows you well, though, and it knows what you can handle. It will likely go super gentle with you. The heart wants to envelop you in love. It is gentle and warm and loving and kind, always. For me, the messages from my heart are usually short and sweet. Sometimes my heart has more to say, but it's rare. Let's try it now. Take a few deep breaths into the center of your chest, your heart center. Take your attention to that point. Take your attention away from your thoughts, down past your face, past your neck, into your chest, and listen. What is your heart telling you right now? You may recognize the voice of your heart. You will have heard it before. Trust that you know that voice. Trust that you know if you've tuned in to the voice of your heart. If you're feeling any fear, stress, or hurt, you may not hear a message. You may just feel that feeling. That's okay. And you may feel joy or happiness or love. Either stay with it and let the feeling move through, or wallow in it if it's a good feeling. Or ask your heart how you can honour the feeling, like letting the fear talk, or dancing off the stress, or crying out the hurt. Yay for sad movies. And if it's a good feeling, you may want to dance, or share your joy, or give someone a hug, or dance in the moonlight. Now let's look at what your heart needs so that you can take care of your emotional health. Some examples of emotional self-care are meditation, journaling, dancing, getting out in nature, cuddles, tears, doing things that you love, self-loving actions, laughing, exercise. Are you ready now to hear your heart's wisdom?